Traffic were backed up for kilometres on the N3 highway near Harrismith in both directions today as part of the national protest by truck drivers. The highway was blocked between Montrose and Harrismith by disgruntled truck drivers protesting the employment of foreign nationals in the industry. This is part of a national protest that started on Sunday. We welcome on the line CEO of Road Freight Association, Gavin Kelly. Gavin, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Assalamu alaikum, Yusuf, and to your listeners as well.
Wa alaikum. Thank you for joining us, Gavin. Gavin, this protest does not seem to have been organized by any of the formal truck organizations. Do you have any idea who's leading the protest?
Yusuf, it's our good old standard friends called the ATDF, the All Truck Drivers Federation Forum. Their name does change over the years. Foundation, I think it's now called. So, no, it's not any of the registered employee and employer organizations at all that are at council, no. It's this other group.
Okay. What's the situation on the N3 at the moment? Has things eased out somewhat?
It has. We've got the South African Police Services on the scene, and they are acting at last in two things. The first thing they're doing is they're making sure that there's no violence, and that's what we've been calling for, that the authorities make sure that individuals and their property is protected. And secondly, they're beginning to clear the route, so they are now removing trucks using recovery vehicles to get those lanes open so that the traffic can start flowing. And then thirdly, they are doing some patrols on the N3 to make sure this doesn't flare up somewhere else.
The protest is against the employment of foreign nationals in the sector. Is that a concern for the Road Freight Association as well?
You see, this is something that we've raised a number of times. And you'll recall that about 3 years ago, if not 4 years ago now, I get muddled up with all the lockdowns. It might have even been 4 years ago now. There were the first burnings and the first protests that happened at Mooi River, if you recall that, over that Easter weekend. So we've raised the issue. We've said, the first thing we said was, let's find out exactly what it is. And what it's boiled down to is the illegal employment of foreign nationals. So if you're going to employ somebody, whether it's in the trucking business or in the hospitality business, it doesn't matter where you employ a foreign national, the first thing you need to have is a work permit. And then secondly, if they're employed under those circumstances, they're employed like all the other employees. When I say all the other employees, I mean all the citizens of the country. They get the same benefits, the same minimums, and they are then subject to the collective bargaining agreement, which is signed. We've just signed it with the unions in the employment sector. So it is of concern because this is what's creating unhappiness.
Yes, certainly. Is it a case then of the employers then employing these foreigners at a lower wage? Is that the case? And it becomes more, economical for the freighting agencies to do that?
Absolutely correct, Yusuf. This is exactly the point, is that you can now employ individuals who don't have the right paperwork. So obviously, if you are going to treat them badly, and I don't just mean physically, I mean if you pay them badly, they drive long hours, so they don't get the required rest periods, they don't get all the required benefits in terms of sleep out allowances, they're not part of the trucking wellness program that looks after their health, and you would have seen the vaccinations we're doing. So then you can treat them badly, and more importantly, if you can cut your wage bill, 40% of a transporter's costs are wages. If you can cut that bill, you can put in a highly competitive rate, you can undercut others, and of course, then you can operate your business making a greater profit if you can do that.
Yes, certainly. So what is the way forward here?
Well, I think it's quite simple, and we put a number of solutions to both the Department of Transport, Department of Labor, and Home Affairs a couple of years ago. They're very, very simple. First of all, we've got very good legislation. We've got the best in the world in terms of both road traffic legislation and in terms of immigration. We are a very liberal country, but we don't implement our legislation. So the first thing we need to do is check who's coming across the border without papers. Secondly, every single transport operator is required to be licensed with their province, to get an operator card, to license that company, and to be licensed or registered with the National Bargaining Council, which is a department of, or a section of the Department of Labor. So we've got to make sure everybody jumps through those hoops so we can check that they're doing what they're required to do. And we, if we'd got that right a couple of years ago, Yusuf, we would not be where we are today.
Yes, certainly. Thank you for chatting to us, Gavin. Your time appreciated.
Yusuf, to yourself and to all your listeners, Ma Salama. We'll chat again.
Chat again. Thank you. Go well. Bye-bye.